We were talking just now about partial breast irradiation. What's your take on the NSAVP RTOG study looking at that?
Well, I certainly think that partial radiation, it makes sense. I mean, as far as the way we're treating our patients and going down the road with our patients, again, towards less and less invasive technology, I think that partial breast makes sense as far as most recurrences are within the same area of the breast where the cancer is, and radiating normal tissue is really no different than radiating the opposite breast. So I certainly agree that the technologies make sense, and we need more data. We need more data going forward as far as the follow-up on these patients.
Are you doing PBI at your institution?
We are. We're using it predominantly with the mammocyte. And I do like the mammocyte. I think that technically it's very easy to put in. We're getting very good cosmetic results on our patients. The patients are delighted with the idea of, number one, having a 5-day radiation course versus having a 30-day radiation course. And we've also gotten very good results from the patients as far as the cosmetic result afterwards. And they like the fact that we're treating just the area of the breast that has the problem. And of course, theoretically, 10 years from now, if these patients have a recurrence somewhere else in the breast, we might be able to conserve the breast again through re-breast lumpectomy and re-breast partial radiation therapy instead of every single patient being obligated to have a mastectomy.